all things NRL. It's Yvonne Sampson from Fox League with Hot 91's Nugget and Al.
Oh, Albie, I get to bust out one of my favourite words today.
What is that?
Because this is the penultimate round of the home and away season. Vonnie loves that word too. How are you, Vonnie?
Penultimate. Yep. We made it, boys. It's like the finals come early.
Oh, it's so exciting. It all kicks off too. Really exciting. Down the road at Sunshine Coast Stadium. Kicks off in a few hours. The Knights and the Titans. Vonnie, I've ummed and ahed all week on this. I just don't think I can trust the Titans enough. I'm on the Knights here.
Yeah. Do you know what? The market's done exactly that as well. The Titans were favourites, and then the Knights were, and then the Titans were, and then I think the Knights are again. So, really flip of the coin. I think for those who are wondering what the future will hold for Ash Taylor, I think we got our answer this week. So Peachy will be 5'8", and you know he'll run the ball and he'll offer a nice element there for the Titans, and Jamal Fogarty at halfback. So look, looking at the Titans, I think they've got a really strong team, and I think the 1-2 punch of David Fifita and Mo Fodawaker off the bench is a huge element for Justin Holbrook to have. But look, the Knights, Adam O'Brien said that they're in far better shape than they were this time last year. They're still improving. They might run out of time, but I've tipped the Titans, but again, bit of a flip of the coin.
Yeah, as a lot of the games, this is going to be a nightmare tipping weekend. It doesn't get any better for the early game tomorrow. The Warriors and the Raiders. Again, I'm going the Raiders here, and I don't actually know why.
Yeah, I have too. I think, so Ricky Stewart, as we know, he's had that worldwide search for a seven, and he's landed on Matt Frawley, and the answer could have been under his nose the whole time. He's a Canberra junior. He's 26. He's only played 5 games in the last 2 years because the New South Wales Cup has been axed for 2 years in a row. So Frawley will jump into halfback, and he's just going to keep the Raiders nice and relaxed and hopefully bring them back to their old game. So, yeah, I'm going to tip Canberra here.
Friday night, Suncorp Stadium, the glued-together Roosters taking on the Rabbitohs. They were good last week, the Roosters. They weren't as good as the blokes who put the scaffolding up at Toowoomba to watch the Roosters play. That was the highlight of the weekend. But you just feel like the Roosters are good. They're just not quite good enough to knock over the big teams, Souths being the least of those.
Yeah, they've got $4.5 million of dead money sitting on the sidelines. That's 60% of their salary cap. So you can understand why the Roosters are being held together with sticky tape. The new face for the Roosters is Brad Abbey. He's bounced around to about half a dozen clubs, but he's going to be a Rooster as of tomorrow. And look, I think Wayne Bennett for the Rabbitohs, he's just got to turbo boost these bunnies heading into finals. Find a way to knock off those top two sides, but Cooper Cronk told us at Fox League on 360 last night, don't worry about defence, just put the foot down. Flood them with 50 points. Just keep attacking. Just win a premiership that way. So maybe we'll see that. But yeah, I'm going to go the Bunnies.
I think we'd all be happy if the Bunnies won the grand final 50-48. No one's going to have a problem with that, can I tell you? Maybe the team that scores 48, they might have a problem with it. The Dragons and the Cowboys, they kick off Super Saturday. This is just going to be regrettable, I can already tell.
Oh, I know. And you know, I went and had a look. They're still charging $100 to get into Brown Park at Rockhampton for the second week in a row. For these two sides, that is very steep indeed. Now, the Dragons coach, Anthony Griffin, he is a Rockhampton man. He's going to have plenty of support in the ground. I think the Dragons, they've switched things up a little bit. This will be a nod to next season. So I'm going to sit some George Illawarra because Cowboys, sadly, have lost 10 straight. They do get their captain back, though. Off his third broken hand, and he's been named as starting prop. So I don't know if it's going to be the change they need, but I'm going to go the Dragons.
Unless he breaks his hand again during the toss, then we find out that Jason Taumalolo is a late scratching. The Sharks and the Broncos, the 5:30 game on Saturday. The Broncos were okay against the Warriors last week. The Sharkies, they're just kind of teetering. Yeah, they put 50 on the Tigers, but it's the Tigers. The Sharks need to win this and win this well to prove to me the final should even be 8 teams.
Yeah, well, look, the Sharks should win this. They destroyed the West Tigers' hopes in Rocky. Luke Metcalf and Braden Trimble were, they are the brains now of this Shire team. And Michael Ennis made the point that at the start of the year, they had premiership winners and internationals ahead of them with Chad Townsend, Sean Johnson and Matt Moylan. And here they are, two young guys doing a brilliant job. I've tipped the Broncos because I've clearly given up. I really like Albert Kelly. He's been such a bright note. Anthony Milford had his best game in years. So I love that Flegler's a total nut up the front. I love Kobe Hetherington. He's a giant chip off the old block. And Payne Haas, he's just been exquisite all year. So I'm going to tip the Bronx.
Storm taking on the Parramatta Eels, the 7:30 game on Saturday. Storm playing for two prizes here, the minor premiership, and about 10 of them having the week off the following week. There's no way Parramatta's stopping them from doing either of those things.
No, I agree. Do you remember last year? I think they had 10 having a week off in the last week before finals. So look, the JJ Gilton Shield, it's at the Engravers that we speak. I think the Storm are going to make it 20 straight. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy a bit of rugby league history being made.
Sunday, arvo, Manly takes on the Bulldogs. If you recall, ladies and gentlemen, the last time this fixture was held, it was at Bankwest Stadium, and Manly snuck home 66-0. I feel like this could be very similar, given that Tommy Turbo and his cheekbone are back in.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Manly by 100, honestly. The Bulldogs, they've only had two wins for the year, and this might be one of the worst Bulldogs teams we've seen in 60 years. It's just dreadful. So good luck to the Bulldogs. They've only got two more weeks of suffering to go, but this will be all Manly.
And then they can go off for sad Monday. And then rounding out the round, Panthers taking on the Tigers. Just a nice little tune-up for the Panthers going into the finals.
Yeah, this will be good. I love the recent resentment between these two, with Ivan blowing kisses and then the West Tigers beating the previously unbeatable Panthers at Leichhardt. All the locals just lost their heads and they were howling him down in the coach's box. So I'm into it. And Andrew Johns today endorsed Nathan Cleary to eclipse him as the greatest ever. So it's a wonderful person to have in your corner if you've got Joey saying that you're going really well. So, yeah, this will be the Panthers easily.
And we should mention that's the second of a doubleheader again at Redcliffe just down the road too. So great to see these country areas getting some footy. It's all happening this weekend. Fox League going to be all over it. And so is Vonnie. Have a great call this weekend, Von, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, boys. See ya.